This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics will be giving all eligible Australians the opportunity to express their view on whether Australian marriage laws should be changed to allow same-sex couples to marry. Survey forms will be sent to all eligible Australians on the Commonwealth electoral roll. To participate, you must be enrolled. To enrol, check or update your details, visit the AEC website, search AEC or visit an AEC office. The roll closes Thursday, August 24. Authorised by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, Canberra. Spoken by Jake Downs.
Joy sponsor.
You're here with Love Our Proud.
With Z and G on Joy 94.9. It's that thing where, look, the horses, I mean, suspicious noises, okay?
Horses, the suspicious noises.
Right, what a segue. What a segue.
DJ G over here, look at you. Suspicious noises.
Yeah.
Look, you know, they can get you in some sticky situations.
They can, yes.
They can. If you, you know, sometimes, you know, we're all human here.
Are we?
Maybe.
Okay, hey, all right.
I'm not assuming anything.
I think Duncan's part cyborg.
Ooh, that's true. And we haven't seen whether or not he's human or not.
No, because I've never actually seen him sleep.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. He's always just standing in the corner with
plugged
his eyes open.
Something, yeah.
And having micro sleep sometimes.
Or maybe he's like a horse and he sleeps standing up.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Actually, that's true.
Because the horses make the noises. And when
suspicious noises, apparently.
But I'm sure, you know, there are some noises that, you know, you produce as a human or as a person. And you can't explain it because it sounds like something it shouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Like, I mean, for, you know, a great example, I feel like, is the keys in the pocket.
Okay.
Now, you know, they make a jangling sound, okay? They make a clickety-clackety. No, that's horses again. they make a wishy-washy sound. Not, that's a washing machine.
No, like, they make like a metal clang.
Yes.
A constant clang.
That's the best way to describe it. And look, it does sound very similar to change.
It can, I believe it.
Don't you think? I mean, and especially if someone's just asked you for change.
Mm.
And you walk away with a...
with your keys jingle-belling down the street.
Exactly, exactly. You look like a bit of a liar.
You
look
do.
Like a bit of a liar. But hey, I don't carry change. If, you know, if everybody carried FPOS machines, then hey...
You'd be able to help out more people.
I would be able to help out a lot more people.
Either way, you're pissing off homeless people.
That's true.
Because you're either showing off you have keys or showing off you have money.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know,
complete lose-lose in that situation.
Mm.
So you better hope you can run away jingle free.
That's right. But there was another suspicious noise. You were telling me.
Oh, you know, like sometimes, you know, a good example is when I go for a run. Mm-hmm. Some mornings, mm-hmm. I'll have my drink bottle with me.
Uh-huh.
You
right.
know, but sometimes, you know, you're running for a while. Your water gets hot. You don't want to drink hot water.
That's true. That's so true. Boiling,
you know,
water to the mouth isn't a good idea. We
no.
don't condone it here at Laugh
The reverse crap. Ice bucket challenge. So what I do sometimes is, like, I'll just lean up against the wall,
uh-huh.
you know. Sometimes I go for runs late at night as well.
Really?
So it could be the middle of the night and I'm just, you know, just leaning against a wall. Uh-huh. And I'll just, you know, very slowly sometimes, like, squeeze my bottle. So, like, the water just splashes out.
Against the wall.
And it could sound suspicious in the middle of the night. So
are you
hear some of my water bottle. Splashing against, you know, your window or something.
What are you... you're getting some solid backsplash of water.
Yeah,
on
sometimes
the wall.
There's, you know, sometimes I got a full tank of water.
Wow.
At the middle of the night, and I got to get rid of it.
That's a large bottle of water.
Sometimes
you're in trouble.
Dylan said it, not me. So we're
there
all
it is. Wow, good job. Good job. Good job, Dylan. That's right, Wendy. That's right, Wendy, on the boards.
But,
yeah.
Look, here's a suspicious noise I would like to talk to you about.
What?
Well,
what?
As of late, uh-huh. I've heard, you know, because our rooms are next to each other.
Okay.
In the house. There's been a few nights recently
mm-hmm.
that I've heard this almost rhythmic creak
right.
coming from what sounds like your bed.
Well, yeah, we do have close, very close bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
We do. They're you know, literally paper wall thin.
Yes.
Because that's the cheapest way to build a house, paper.
And it's the cheapest way to live in one is with someone else. So while I'm with you, there's been times in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Back to the middle of the night. I've just come home from one of these runs.
Uh-huh.
And
You pant. You come home panting.
Well, I'm surprised you aren't panting by the amount of rhythmic bed creaks I'm hearing from your room. And
I mean,
unexplained.
I mean, you know, you got to, just like you got to get your exercise in. All right? You can't be jumping to assumptions.
No, this is why I thought I'd bring it up with you.
Oh, this is the best form. This is the best form to bring it up.
Live on radio.
That's right. Look, I have been doing some serious exercises on my bed.
Okay.
I get into a push-up position on the bed.
Oh.
And I perform repetitions. Reps, is that what they call it, Dylan?
Reps.
Good. Yeah. I perform reps on top of the bed.
So you're doing your workout sets.
Yeah, that's right. And that's where all the squeaking is coming from.
Oh, good. Because like you were talking about suspicious noises, because mm-hmm. it sounded to me like you were having a lot of fun on your own.
I was having a lot of fun and am having a lot of fun on my own in my room doing push-ups.
If it's proper exercise, you should have a partner to spot you.
Oh, interesting.
That's true. That's true.
Healthcare warning right there.
And if it is proper exercise, usually most people exercise for longer than 45 seconds. So I don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you start off with a couple.
I guess you're just doing speed rounds.
And you work your way up. You work your way up. I mean, I don't have the biggest biceps in the world.
But it's... Look.
But they're getting there. They're getting there. Look at all the veins. Look at all the veins, Ian Dillon. Look at them all.
You're looking good.
Thank you.
You look like a roadmap.
As long as you hit the shower after an exercise, that's all. That's
well, I like to lay in bed and just enjoy it after.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
I just like to sit back and enjoy the fact that I've had, you know, a good workout. A 30-second workout.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.